buy 5 days, get the sixth day free. The Dog and Joe Sat Show. Saturday morning, 6 to 10. On 93.7, The River.
Yeah, make sure you check that out tomorrow on a Saturday. Dog and Joe Show Friday edition. My God, I can't believe anyone made it out alive yesterday. This horrible thing that took place across the nation. So tragic. Riots broke out in shopping malls throughout our nation yesterday at the store called Build a Bear. Yesterday, Build-A-Bear pandemonium. See what I did? Pandemonium
happened.
That's
a bear.
Yes. What the hell happened with this, Dana? This Build-A-Bear frenzy that took place where lives were lost or endangered.
So the deal was, and I saw it on Monday, that you can take your kid in and you pay what your kid's age is for a bear.
Okay, so if you have a two-year-old kid...
You pay $2.
You're going to pay $2 for a bear.
Mm-hmm.
What does a Build-A-Bear bear typically cost?
I think it's about $30, and depending on whether it's a licensed character or not, I think it can go up pretty pricey.
Okay.
Everybody's into Paw Patrol right now, which is just a kid's cartoon. Pokemon, they have those. So there's a bunch of licensed characters, too, but I think it's around $35 for a normal bear. And then it climbs up from
there. Okay, so explain to those out there, because I thought I knew what the hell was going on, you know, in the world, and I guess I just don't, because America's ruined. America is officially ruined now.
Well,
if you're gonna have a riot and build a bear, explain to the people.
What, love these things.
What is it, Dana? So what do you do when you go to build a bear?
So I've actually never been to a build a bear. The only reason I wanted to go is because of my daughter. But all you do is they give you kind of like a bear husk, right? The skin. And then they stuff it for you. And then you can dress the bear in whatever clothes you want. And you can have it completely custom. So you can pick the colors and all of that.
And Joe, you have a Build-A-Bear at home?
We got one for Digger. And then Emily got me one years ago for my birthday that's a pig in a Harley like leather riding outfit.
So you can go in and you find these different things and they just dress them with whatever theme or whatever you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a teddy bear.
And I thought...
A stuffed animal.
This is how stupid I am. I thought this Build-A-Bear thing like went out of business like 25 years ago. I remember being at a mall somewhere, I don't even remember where, and it was like, Build-A-Bear, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And me and my wife were looking at it, I'm like, what is this? I thought it was like gone.
Well, that was the big craze a while ago, I think.
Yeah.
But they've been here forever.
And it's gone away. It's still here.
It wasn't a big deal, honestly. And then, yeah, with this whole pay your age thing, it blew up.
So what happened yesterday, and step in at any time, either of you, this is what they say went down right before the riot started and the tear gas came out.
What do you mean? Are you being serious?
Yeah.
A riot?
And yeah, they broke out stealth bombers in certain cities, too, to get the crowd dispersed.
Stupid.
The Molotov cocktail started flying.
There were no fires.
This didn't happen in the U.S. This happened in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. All right, so this is now international.
International pandemonium.
Yes. What happened is everyone said, come down tomorrow, or yesterday, to build your bear and pay your age. So everyone starts lining up. Kids were able just to pay a couple of dollars, depending on their age, for the stuffed bear. However, the event had to be cut short after stores descended into madness. Actual headline. Per local authorities, what Build-A-Bear said is, we cannot accept additional guests at our locations due to crowds and safety concerns. This went up 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the official Build-A-Bear Facebook page. They said, we have closed lines in our U.S., Canada, and U.K. stores. We understand some guests are disappointed, and we will reach out directly as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, so the deal is a lot of the people I know who actually did it were in line at about 7 in the morning. And it took them till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon to get their bear.
So is that all it was? People just got, they went crazy because they had to wait so long?
The wait was really long, and I think some stores ran out of supplies.
Oh, Jesus Christ, how stupid is this? You're going to sell bears for your age, and most kids are going to show up at 1 and 2 years of age. How long does it take to stitch a bear and like buy it and build it?
I was going to say, so the pandemonium was for like $20 in savings?
Yeah, I guess so, depending on the age of your kid. Yeah.
I don't even understand that.
Well, what if you got a two-year-old? I mean, hell, you're going to save $28.
I don't even understand that.
I know.
I think a lot of parents thought that the experience would be fun, you know, lining up. Not that they expected these 4 or 5 hour lines, but to line up and go pay $2 and your kid gets to pick the bear for the first time in their life or whatever. Yeah. And then, you know, you get to build this thing and create it and take it home, and stuffed animals are loved.
So I just didn't realize the craze had gone that insane again for these things.
Yeah, Build-A-Bear had no idea. They had no idea that this thing was going to blow up in people. They didn't know they were relevant until yesterday.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Taco Bell or whatever, you're doing, you know, 5 tacos for $1 or whatever the deal might be, they're going to be ready to act and respond. Build-A-Bear.
Yeah.
They just saw we're going to start selling bears for your age. They don't even have no idea that these people are going to blow the doors down.
Well, and the crazy thing is they were supposed to open, I think, at 9 a.m. So they were already set to open early. They opened even earlier than that to start accommodating people, like at 8.
That's crazy. Yeah, we have to move from America.
I got to be honest, with all the shutdowns of companies and stores and with Toys R Us just going down, I'll bet you Build-A-Bear's marketing said, look, we're going to close the doors on this place. Ain't nobody built a bear in 10 years.
Yeah.
You fix this and fix it quick.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah, yeah. Build-A-Bear. Hell, that's like going out to a mall and seeing an Orange Julius. You know, you just don't see him anymore.
Mm-hmm. Did they have American Girl stores here on the West Coast?
What is that?
It's a doll. It's like a, how would you describe this?
I always thought you like mail ordered these.
It's like a porcelain type doll.
Yeah. So there's books that go with each of the dolls. They all have different names and they're all into different things. Like there's one that's into horses. There's a, like one that's from,
I don't know what any of this is.
The colonial times. But in any case, they're supposed to be all American girls and each doll has a story.
Okay.
And this, I had never heard of this thing, this American Girl. And then when I went to Chicago, there was this giant store right on the Miracle Mile next to Macy's and all of this American Girl store. And this same kind of stuff that you're talking about with this Build-A-Bear would happen at this American Girl store.
Like Molotov cocktails and all that? I mean, it was like Black Hawk Down, and they would send in like Navy SEALs to disperse the crowd?
For on random thing, not even for Christmas or for like a certain time. They would just have a sale, kind of like this, where they would get...
Or like a release.
A release. A new doll would come out. And I mean, it was... Panda. You couldn't drive down the street in front of that American
Jesus Christ.
I'd never seen anything like it.
I don't get it. Well, I don't know how many people went out and do it. Dana, did you go yesterday? You did not go yesterday. You changed your mind because you saw the update and the alert and the road closures and you saw SWAT moving in?
Well, no, I saw that they were closing down lines at 8 o'clock in the morning here, and I was like, well, I'm up the creek without a paddle.
Yeah,
I can't make it. I'm not going to go. And the other thing is I was not going to stand in line for 4 hours. I have better things to do with 4 hours of my life.
Yeah. I mean, it would be cool, and it's a fun experience, but yeah, that's a bit much.
The other thing, too, is that, one, they issued something saying, you know, we'll make it up to you guys. Sorry we had to close everything. But then the other thing that I saw in one of my mommy groups is that they do the same thing for your kid's birthday. And my daughter's birthday is coming up in a couple months. There's no point.
Oh, so why waste the time in line?
Why waste the time? I can take her on her birthday. It'll be way more special if I take her on her birthday. And I'm still going to pay $3
for a bear. Yeah, but Dana, yesterday you could have saved $1 if you got it. You could have got that bear for $2.
$1 is not worth 4 hours. I can tell you
that.
That's
crazy. We don't even have stuff like this happening at gas stations when there's...
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, I can't... The last time I've even worried about saving money on one item to another, I can't recall.
That's crazy. Oh, and by the way, those American Girl dolls, $115.
Yeah, they're no joke, man. I mean, that was like a sensation I had never, ever heard about in my life. And then I asked friends of mine that were female, and they were like, oh, God, yeah, that's huge.
Dane, I didn't catch that. How much were the American dolls?
$115.
Now they're 1,000.
Oh, my God.
$1 billion.
That is so stupid. People have lost their freaking minds. They just have. They've gone crazy.
It's
so
crazy, huh?
I think it'd be funny. Do you go out there? Do you go out there today? Do all the teddy bears, do they look like, remember the movie Ted? Do they look, is the stuffing all over? Is there like just fluffy crap all over? Is it like a war scene? Are there little teddy bear limbs all over the trash cans at the malls?
What if you just bought a bunch of cotton balls and some handkerchiefs and you set out on a corner and you just did your own Build-A-Bear?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out to the malls today and I'm going to do Build-A-Sock.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to take like socks and I'm going to draw puppet faces on them. I'm going to do Build-A-Sock.
Build-A-Sock monkey.
So stupid.
I wonder if Build-A-Bear is desolate today.
Oh, like, yeah, no one probably cares about
today.
The kids are all in there like, man, no one wants to build a bear again.
I'm just so blown away by it. The crazy things that catches people's attention and gets them to go and do stuff. It's awesome. Hold